You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Yes, indeed. Like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right. Sitting here in the studio, you hear all the time on my show, I talk about ZLA Solutions. How many times have I said, I know these guys? And I do. Well, not only do I know them, but one of them is sitting here in the most studious of studios, just like me, overdressed for radio. And so Andrew Ford, president and CEO of ZLA Solutions, thank you for being here today, bud.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, so the whole segment we've been doing, I think you heard the last few minutes of it, but I called it Breaks Over, Back to Work. That's just the section of the show I was doing.
That is about right.
I know, man. Just please, would y'all come on and get back to work? But, you know, I tell folks on the show, you guys over at ZLA, just had your biggest year ever, in part because y'all are doing a pretty epic job of getting people back to work, lining up the employer and the employee together and getting the whole thing lined up and moving forward.
I wish we could do better.
Well, but so you're seeing it. I mean, you got, especially all over North Alabama, you've got tons of employee groups that you do work for.
Whether, oh, yeah. Across four real regions in Gadsden, Birmingham, Huntsville, Coleman, you know, just among maybe 20 customers, we have over 300 job openings at any time. You know, we have
openings.
Oh, yeah. And for the first time ever, we have standing openings, you know, meaning they are holding classes each week of however many you can send us, we will send through orientation, process the works. You know, just a little over 2 years ago, it used to be, hey, we need one, you know, for retention purpose, you know, yeah, or whatever it may be. We've got a new line starting and we're going to need 10 starting in a month, you know, and being able to recruit for that, right? And be able to process, you know, really driven people that are also skilled for that particular job. You know, now, no, it's just open, free for all.
Okay, so the jobs are there, number one.
100%.
All right. The jobs are there, but, I mean, you and I were talking offline, and you're still seeing, like, some manufacturing plants have to shut down their lines.
Yep.
Or having to alter their shifts because they don't have enough workers.
Yep.
And so what the heck? What do
you see?
Well,
it's twofold. You know, within a 60-mile radius of where me and you are sitting right here, we have four different customers in the automotive industry that just as of last week had lines not running and people not working, and that was strictly because of supply chain issues and their customers and their suppliers being able to get product to them, right?
Yeah.
You know, so you not only, you know, are running into, you know, those issues where most of our customers, I'm really trying to, you know, figure out the right way to say this.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't want to name customers' names and all that right now, but within an industry, let's say the automotive industry, I mean, supply chain is jacking some things up, is it not?
It is, you know, and so, but for, you know, really, I would say the easiest way to say it is a year and a half ago, right, we were hiring in entry-level workers at 11 and a half to 12 bucks an hour, right? And that was decent, not great. You know, now fast forward a year and a half, we are now starting people at $16.50 an hour with zero experience. And up in Madison County, we're starting people at $18 an hour.
That's like a 50% increase in pay.
Absolutely.
On the same positions?
100%. We're talking zero experience. You know, you can come in also through AIDT with like Toyota Mazda, for instance, you know, and in 3 months, you're at $18.70. And you can be a high school senior applying for those, you know, so it's
You told me
incredible.
The other day, too, I've said it on the show multiple times, that recently you even had job listings as high as 20 bucks an hour.
Yes, sir.
ZLA's been around a while. Let's go ahead and just say 3 years ago, would you have seen anything at 20 bucks an hour?
Oh, absolutely. Well, what we would have seen at $20 an hour 3 years ago would have been your maintenance level positions, your team leaders, people with multiple years experience, you know, that have been in the game.
The resume drove that.
For sure. You know, so yeah, we saw that, but oh my gosh, no, not a, the only thing really I would say maybe like the depot, you know, and that kind of stuff. You still at that point, maybe Goodyear at the time.
Those are federal jobs
they
and
are,
contract
you
jobs.
Know,
yeah.
And so, but that was it.
Well, all right. So let me ask you this. Are you seeing right now what I would call good trends or bad trends in terms of available workforce to come to work?
I am seeing both. I'm seeing trends in the fact that some of my customers are getting back on their feet with people. But the negative trend is retention has never been worse because for the first time And again, this is my opinion, but for the first time in human history, the employee has the upper hand. They know for a fact that within driving distance of maybe 10 miles, they can go get something with equal or greater value tomorrow because just that many plants are hurting just as well. You know, so the employees know that because all of these companies are advertising just like we are. You know, so I mean, it's they can go to any medium, Indeed or Google or Facebook, you know, and see our advertising versus our competitors versus direct employers. And they see it. And these companies need people so bad that they know for a fact they can get in front of them.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because what you just said is like a spot-on match to a story that I pulled off of WAAY out of Huntsville. This was dated back in November of last year. Mm-hmm. All right, this particular story said that businesses are having difficulty recruiting and retaining workers, and as a result, wage acceleration is following that. So basically, the fear of retention being an issue is driving the wage up. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, 100%. And there's also new things that are coming about, which it's interesting you brought that up, is today I was talking with an HR director for a company corporately owned out of Europe, you know, but they have a monster plant, well, three of them in Alabama, and we do business with them, right? So I was talking to her about the situation with her employees and bringing on new people in their maintenance role. Right. And so they reached out to us, want us to hire maintenance on each shift, gave us their pay rates and all of those things. And I had to go back to her and say, hey, I'm really sorry, you know, but right now for maintenance level technicians, you're at $30 an hour. Plus, we're seeing retention bonuses, meaning like, say, if you owned an automotive plant, wow, you had maintenance guys that are good, you're giving them an extra $1,000 a month to just say, I'm going to stay in business.
So why did I go to law school? I don't understand that. Look at this going, heck, I don't need to run a radio show in a law firm anymore.
But the point was,
I'm going to ZLAUSA.com and picking up a job.
The interesting part, though, is 5 years ago, I would have seen retention bonuses for plant managers, meaning the guy that runs the entire show. Sometimes. I would run across a candidate that wants to go somewhere like, hey, and I've got a $20,000 retention bonus and things. And that was the guy that runs the entire plant. So now think about that. As far down as your skilled maintenance technicians, from engineers to all of that, think about the amount of money that is going out from companies now just to keep their talent, just because of the economy and what's happened, you know, with wages.
Okay.
And with them not being able to quote their parts, but once every year or two, depending on the OEM that they provide, I don't see how they can stay in business.
It's well, and some haven't.
True.
I mean, we've lost some in the service industry. We've lost some in the retail industry. We've lost some in the manufacturing industry, and it's been a weird and crazy time. Let me ask you this: if you had to put a finger on the driving factor in the changes in employment capability right now, would it be supply chain or would it be government action in the pandemic, like incentivizing people to stay out of work? Which one do you think had a bigger impact?
Definitely staying out of work, 100%. Because we actually had people tell us directly, think about this from a humane standpoint. You are going to go ask someone, hey, my customers have, you know, 25 positions. You could work full-time right now and all that, and it's $14.60 an hour. They've raised their wages. But when you actually calculated staying home with the 800 or whatever it was, I can't remember exactly what it was, you know, that I would have to try to convince people, hey, don't sit at home for 40 hours and actually be with your family and take a $200 a week pay cut and come work your butt off for me for 40 hours. It almost didn't even feel right, you know, and it was, and so many people, though, you couldn't blame them and say, I'm sorry. There's no way I can do that because I would literally be taking a pay cut. And that is what happened. And I don't think our government anticipated that type of, honestly, nationwide reaction.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they anticipated it in some, but I mean, you just can't blame human nature.
I don't know, man. I postulate that maybe they did. I think, yeah, part of me looks at it and go, okay, at what point didn't you figure this out?
There's,
you know,
no
some
way
state
they didn't.
Governments figured it out. Like Alabama figured it out quicker than some of the others. But
still. Hey, well, there are also other states that are doing things that I'm not going to say lobbied because that's not the right word, but I've definitely been vocal about that I think could work, and it's the back to work bonuses that other states in our country are doing. And it was the extra money that was given to them by the government for COVID and different things,
like,
and
incentivizing productivity.
All of that, all it was, hey, if you were unemployed and you went back to being employed for 8 weeks, you got a month. And I want to say it was South Carolina and others, and that are, I'm sure it's easily Googleable, right? Yeah. You know, but I promise you, from talking to entry-level individuals every single solitary day, I know for a fact that would work because money drives people. And the exact same bonus to stay home would make someone take that job, go get that temporary benefit for two more months, be able to make $1,600 a week. Because think about that. They'd be getting paid by their employer, but they're also getting the back-to-work bonus that they would have gotten for being unemployed. You know, so all of a sudden now we're talking $1,500, $1,600 a week, and that's a lot of money.
Well, I tell you what, we got to move to a break right now. Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. But when we get back, if we take a few more minutes with me, I'd like to talk to you and see if you've seen a change in the workforce itself. Like, is there a lowering of the standards in order to get people in? Is there a different quality of candidate that's applying on a regular basis? And just get your thoughts on that.
Sure, no problem.
All right, we're with Andrew Ford, President and CEO of ZLA Solutions. Been putting people back to work in epic fashion now for the last couple of years. But yeah, he's just testified firsthand. It's still an uphill climb. I mean, the economy being weird, the workforce being weird, it's a good thing folks are out there doing what he's doing. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So right now, 3:24 p.m., finishing up a discussion with Andrew Ford, President and CEO of ZLA Solutions. So you hear me talk about them all the time. ZLA, you can find them at their website if you're curious. It's ZLAUSA.com. And literally what they do is things to make your business better. I mean, I'd say it all the time on the show, but literally they can do things like sorting and containment, quality control. They can help you with logistical questions. They can do things to find your direct hire needs for your sophisticated employees, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. I say that all the time, Andrew, I really do. But the reality is their bread and butter is staffing out your employee work groups.
Yep.
All right. So that being said, Mr. Ford.
Mr. Williams.
Thank you. Now that we officially designate our titles, the question I have for you is this: are you seeing any changes in what I would call the quality control of the actual employee themselves? People come in and apply for jobs all the time at ZLA.
Yep.
Are the employers like dropping their drug testing requirements? Are they doing
great
things?
Great question.
Yeah. What's happening there?
Great question. And yes, we have had actually a very large hospital group, drop their GED requirements, for instance. That's huge when you think of a recruitment, overall recruitment plan, right, for a customer.
Yeah.
Especially one, in Jefferson County, that is as large as they are. It's over time, a lot of people have applied, right, and a lot of people have thought, seeing their requirements for GED, all of a sudden they took that off. We had probably, I think, 1,000. We fielded over 1,000 phone calls within a 3-day period.
Wow.
Yeah, it was large. So we have had 2 customers drop drug testing. We've had multiple customers drop background checks. And not necessarily, I think I just misspoke. Not drop them as a whole, but take it to where it's only like violent felonies and different things, but be able to customize that, to not be just a traditional 10-year look back. Over the last 10 years period, anything that's on there, we're not going to hire them. That has gone out the window. I mean, I could take right now, and you could hold me to this, I could take a nonviolent felon right now and employ them today. So anyone on this show that hears that, they could get a job within a 50-mile radius
ZLA,
of Etowah
USA.
County.
Com.
Because we have multiple customers that understand, that, those guys need jobs too, and they're just as good employees. And in my opinion, are transitionary, meaning the transitionary number is when we put someone in a position and then after 90 days, they become a permanent employee of that customer, right?
Right.
We transition over 80% of felons. And it's mainly because they have had a harder time getting a job. When they get the opportunity, they work their butt off and they are employed long term.
Wow.
So not going to say it. They're the best ones. But
so any other changes you're seeing in the hiring preferences or the hiring or criteria?
Yeah, skill like requirements has now gone to zero. Like, for instance, one of our
so warm bodies welcome.
Well, 100%. Well, I mean, it stinks when you accept the fact that you've gotten to the point to where you're going to have to train everyone that comes in your door. That is a game changer when it comes to how you run your plant, how you schedule things, you know. And I mean, when you're having to consider now the 12 people that are coming in that Monday have zero experience in the automotive industry as a whole, and they just came from, you know, a barista to this, to this, to this, just because they raised their pay to $16.50. Now they're training for longer. I mean, it's just snowballed, Phil, you know, and so it's made it to where any skill whatsoever is gobbled up and is held on to in a big way right now.
All right. Well, let me ask you this then. We got about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
Of course, ZLA had a good year because there was a great deal of need out there and you guys were filling the need. But let me ask you, in terms of being someone who also sees the workforce across the board, are you encouraged or are you still bothered by where we are in terms of the economy, the labor pool, and the ability to staff the jobs?
Well, honestly, I'm kind of half and half because both sides are improving, but both sides are also having new negatives, you know, right, to where it's now wages are higher, people can afford more. But like you said earlier on the show, those exact customers that are, or customers, I'm sorry, those exact companies, you know, are having to now, because of the higher wages, it costs more. And so that exact person may be making more money right now, but unfortunately, inflation is there, and now their bring home actually is less. You know, so I mean, there's positives and negatives. Yeah, there's more money out there to go be made, but things just straight up cost more now. So, and they're going to stay that way.
Which in part is due to the fact that they're having to pay higher wages.
Yeah, because you already know that companies aren't going to backtrack, you know, when the economy gets better. It's not like, you know, one of our customers in Birmingham is going to go from $17 an hour down to $13. You know, that's not going to happen. So that's staying, you know, so that's deck. That's 100% concrete now. So now it's negotiations for new cars this coming year, next year. And all of a sudden that Honda Accord, instead of being 31 grand at a base LE price, is going to be 39.9. That's what you're going to start seeing.
Wow. Well, okay. I knew this would happen. You came in here and you spoke straight to the topic. All right, brother. Andrew Ford, President, CEO of ZLA Solutions. We appreciate what you do. We appreciate you being on today, and we'll call you again if we have more.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate that. It was fun. Thanks for having me.
All right, absolutely. All right, folks, that was Andrew Ford, President of ZLA Solutions. See, I told you I knew these guys. But yeah, perfect input to number one on the Triple Dipper. Break's over. Back to work. Coming up next, switching gears, number two in the Triple Dipper. The woke war counteroffensive has begun. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.